Job 24, from verse 18 to verse 25. Now I've changed my mind. In the previous discourse, I indicated that I thought there was a break between verse 17 and 18. And I thought it was another speaker, other than Job speaking here. But coming to look at this in preparation for this discourse, reading it from another time, I came to the view that verse 18 continues as verse 17. In other words, I think this is still Job speaking. And I changed my mind because of verse 18, the word yet. I give it its full force. There is a change of gear here, as I pointed out in the previous discourse. In the previous section, Job has been saying that the wicked seem to get away with it. They seem to ride secure. They seem to triumph. They seem to have all it their own way. They do cruel things. They're bitter. They're harsh. They're cruel. And they seem to get away. And I thought there was such a change at verse 18 that it must be another speaker, and I took the view that others have, that it was another man. But now I think it is Job going on, because of the word yet, as I say, yet. In spite of all this, in spite of appearances, they are but foam on the surface of the water. Their portion of the land is cursed, so that no one goes to the vineyards. As heat and drought snatch away the melted snow, so the grave, Sheol, snatches away those who have sinned. The womb forgets them, the worm feasts on them. Evil men are no longer remembered, but are broken like a tree. They prey on the barren and childless woman, and to the widow show no kindness, but God drags them away, and so on. So Job has changed gear here. And Job is going on, and he's saying to his so-called comforters, now you listen, you watch. The wicked do seem to get away with it, but they meet judgment. God is watching them. His eyes, verse 23, are on their ways. For a little while, verse 24, they are exalted, and then they are gone. They are brought low and gathered up like all others. The great reaper comes, the great leveler comes. And they are brought down, and they are cut off like ears of corn. If this is not so, who can prove me false and reduce my words to nothing? God may let these men ride roughshod for a while. Verse 23, he may let them rest in a feeling of security, but he is watching them, and they have to appear before him, and they will have to answer to him. I draw two main lessons from this. As a believer, I draw this comfort and assurance, and I hope you do, brother and sister in Christ. However much the wicked seem to triumph now, however much the wicked seem to ride roughshod over the godly, however much they seem to triumph now, remember, this is not the last chapter. They will have to stand before God. He does see it all. They have to give account. When I was born, Hitler was riding roughshod in Europe, and Mussolini was tagging on at his heels. But it wasn't long before Mussolini was dead. And it wasn't long after that that Hitler, too, came to his end. But that's the least of it. The truth is, they have to stand before God and answer to him, as does Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, and Pol Pot, and all the rest of them. And it's not just the great ones, is it? Even those who afflict us and torment the righteous and persecute the godly, and they're doing it even now as I speak to you, they will have to give an account. Brother and sister in Christ, if you are suffering any affliction as a result of the triumph of the ungodly over you, then listen to Job, yet they are foam on the surface of the water. God is watching. God is hearing. God is listening. and he will bring them to account. I rejoice in God's judgments in this respect. If there was no judgment, if there was no answering day, if there was no accountability, what would this world be like? But there is an accounting day. Brother and sister, let us keep our eye upon the great day when Christ shall come again, and know that all things will be put right then. But there is a second lesson, and it's a lesson to you, unbeliever. Don't you see, don't judge by surface events. Things look so substantial today, yet they're foam on the surface of the water. These great men, they soon become footnotes, and then they're forgotten. It's like heat and drought snatching away melted snow. This is what our life is like. This is what your life is like. Okay, you're 25. You have 50, 60, 70 years ahead of you. God, how do you know? But even so, my friend, I tell you, those 70 years will pass like an hour in the night. Like a moment, they'll be gone. I look back upon my life, nearly 77 years, and it's just flashed by. It's like a weaver's shuttle. And there's a reckoning day coming, I assure you. I can agree with Job here, and I use his words as mine. If this is not so, who can prove me false and reduce my words to nothing? You will come to the end. The great leveller is coming for you. He's on the road now, you know. The great reaper is coming. Are you ready? Amos said, prepare to meet your God. Are you ready? Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Art thou made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? No? Then dare not die. Do you dare not die? Look to the Lord Jesus now and be ready for this great day. Turn from your sin. Call out to Christ for mercy. And begin now to walk with him. I tell you now, you might be mighty. You might be powerful. You might be able to resist the forces of man about you, but God will drag you away by his mighty power, verse 22. You might become established, but you have no assurance of life. Your breath is in God's hands. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Damocles had a sword over him hanging by a thread. Your life is hanging by a thread, and so is mine. He may let you rest in a feeling of security, verse 23. But God knows, his eyes are on your ways. For a little while, verse 24, you may be exalted, but you'll be gone. You'll be brought low and gathered up like all others. Yes, the royal house will be brought down. The prime ministers will come, as well as the man in the street and the pauper. We'll all come to it. The great leveller, the great reaper will come. Get ready for that day, my friend. This is what I see in Job, chapter 24, verses 18 to 25. Do not rest in the security of this life. Christ is coming. The judgment day is coming. The resurrection is coming. You will die first, but then the resurrection, and then eternity. Prepare for that, my friend. Not just simply this life. Prepare for eternity. And prepare, even now as I speak to you. And there's only one way to prepare, as you know. I tell you again, there is no salvation in anyone else but the Lord Jesus Christ. So trust him now. Amen.